Fusion, the international science radio show.
We have a bouncer and the doors of perception.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
It gets pretty exciting.
The myths, the truths.
Toxicology.
Astro-seismology.
Magnetism. The dark side.
Genetically engineered potatoes.
Planetoid.
Planetoid.
I love that word.
Hello and welcome to Diffusion. Sit back and relax while we engineer weird and wonderful science directly into your dreams. I'm Ian Wolfe. On this edition, I speak with online romance scam detective Selena Coe. First up, here's news from Big Brother Australia. The war on science continues. The Queensland Liberal National Party, led by Deb Frecklington, have voted to establish a propaganda office to review scientific reports along political lines in order to formally accept or reject them, regardless of the peer-reviewed facts they may contain. The Federal Minister of Resources in the Northern Territory, Matt Canavan, was one of the members who voted for the anti-science motion. Former Queensland Minister Andrew Cripps explained to the Queensland Liberal National Coalition Party Room that he's worried about politicians seeking to tighten regulations around farming and mining pollution runoff into the Great Barrier Reef catchment areas. Scientists have reported that mining and farming pollution washed into the Great Barrier Reef will kill whatever parts of the reef haven't already been killed by the warming and acidified oceans. These kinds of scientific reports that require businesses change their behaviour would be corrected by politically instructed bureaucrats whenever the government goes against scientific recommendations. This would help the government to be seen to be following fact-based policy, even when they aren't. The name for this anti-science department is the Office of Science Quality Assurance. Naturally, no scientist would be on this team, and all results would be predetermined by the ruling party. There's no word yet whether the National Liberal National Party Coalition ruling Australia will seek to implement the Queensland policy on the National Australian level. When they do, I suggest they call it the Ministry of Truth. We've just seen the 50th anniversary of the first landing of humans on the moon. To honour the occasion, here are Bobby Dimple, Lunar Ladies Chorus, Little Cutie Kids, and the Hutch Davy Diggers Band with American Moon, performed in the Heart's Delight Follies in 1969.
One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. There's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white. There's an American flag waving on the moon tonight. There's an American flag, can't you see, sitting on the Sea of Tranquility. There's an American flag waving on the moon tonight. I'm not a bit neurotic, not a bit psychotic. Oh, no, no, I'm only patriotic. Gloriowski, what a kick. I'm a luna, una, luna, una, lunatic. It's an American moon, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Hey! Apollo 11 delivered our heavenly right to say, the man in the moon is a citizen of the USA. Stand up and pray. Waving on the moon tonight. Who's on first? Who's on third?
Who has the very last word?
May the moon. What comes next?
Put your money on the New York Mets.
World United, all moonlighted, aren't you proud to say?
Hey, there's an American flag on the moon tonight, flying red and blue and white, and American flags waving on the moon, waving on the moon tonight.
You bet.
There's an American flag, can't you see? Sitting on the sea tranquility, and American flag waving on the moon, waving on the moon tonight.
I'm not a bit neurotic, not a bit psychotic.
Now,
I'm only patriotic. Gloria is what a kick. I am a Luna,
oh, yeah.
Luna,
oh,
lunatic.
It's an American moon, if you please. Prepare to win now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Apollo 11 delivered our heavenly right to say. We're hanging the moon in this history of the USA. Stand up, Iceberg. Pull your brand new flag.
Apollo.
4, 5, 6.
Apollo.
7, 8, 9.
Apollo.
10, 11, 12.
Apollo.
13, 14, 15.
Apollo.
16, 17, 18.
Apollo.
19, 69. Stop. Woo! Luna, Luna, la-di-da.
La-di-da.
That was Bobby Dimple, Lunar Ladies Chorus, Lipple Cutie Kids, Hutch Davis Diggers Band with American Moon. You're listening to Ian Wolfe on Diffusion Science Radio. Send emails to science@diffusionradio.com. We're brought to you across Australia on the Community Radio Network and podcast over the internet on www.diffusionradio.com. Romance scams always seem like something that only happens to other people. Until they happen to you. Some people are emotionally tortured, while others are scammed out of their life savings. Most people focus on safety in online dating, in making sure when they meet somebody, they're in a public area. But sometimes you're not even safe before you meet them. Computer engineer Selena Coe had an experience that led her to write a book called I Am a Romance Scam IT Detective, to warn people and show them how she tracked down the scammers. I met up with Selena in her own home and began by asking her what is an online romance scam.
In internet romance scam, a criminal steal other people's picture, or photos, I mean, to pretend to be an existing person or create a non-exist person. Now, for example, we have heard some cases before Prince Harry get married. We heard some people say they encountered Prince Harry, who eventually, of course, found out to be a romance scammer pretending him. And then a non-exist person just built fake profile for his face and say it is Frederick, for example. In both of the situation, they use internet as a platform and they pretend to be in love, or soon they say they are deeply in love with the victim, and they will spend months or years to talk to a victim's day and night to gain their trust. They also use a lot of fake document, fake third party supporting to support what they are saying, to talk about like their background or why do they need money. And at the end of the day, their sole purpose is only to get some excuses to get the victim's money. Usually, the process will take typically like 2 or 3 years until the victim found themselves are victimized. Now, in Australia, in last year, 2018 alone, we have almost 4,000 reports officially about this kind of scam, which Australia have lost $24 million for the whole year, which means $2 million for each month. So this is only talking about official figures. It has been believed that 70 to 90% of the cases are not reported. So it is very hard for you to understand, okay, why are the people sending money to someone they have only met online? They must be crazily abused, they must be very desperate. It is not the case. Actually, some of the victims are quite clever, and some of the victims, they are just deceived by the fake document that they have encountered. Now, myself, even I'm a computer engineer, I had lost $118,000 in only a few months. And interestingly, I had never even fallen in love with the fake person. I'm only deceived by document. I, as a computer engineer, try to trace the criminal by studying new IT tools, new IT skills to find out some information about the criminal. I will also mention the legal matters as an IT expert, and legal matter that are as a victim to encounter when we try to recover our money. And in my book, I will also talk a lot about the psychology, why the people crazily sending out their money. Many victims are losing $100,000 like I do, losing $1 million, losing their life savings, selling their house for the crime. It's totally crazy. So we'll talk a lot about psychology. So I will say predominantly, this book has a lot of context about psychology.
So how do the scams work?
Just like real life scam. Now, scams are based on lies, based on tricks, based on something fake. Actually, internet romance scam share the same nature. The only difference is that it uses internet as a platform. So the bad is that a normal person, when you're not so familiar with internet, many people are scared of that. Once you feel it is actually an internet criminal, a cyber criminal, you immediately feel worried, you immediately feel scared. But in reality, in my story, you will notice that actually this so-called internet romance scammer are not so high-tech. And according to a lot of analysis, some other campaigners, some other people working against this kind of crime, they also agree that many of the internet romance scams are not really so high-tech. Furthermore, the good of a scam is that no matter if it is real-life scam or internet scam, it always have limitation because fake people will never become real. Fake people are always fake. Real people are always real. So there must be limitation.
Selena had been corresponding with a man who said he was in America and he needed to send money to Asia really, really quickly. Could Selena help him out, since sending money from the US to Australia and then on to Asia was faster than sending money directly from the US to Asia? He sent her a fake passport as proof of his identity and fake bank documents to prove that he'd sent the money.
For myself, I lost $118,000 in only a few months. It is top about 70% of my life saving. As I'm a computer engineer, once I found that I have four victims, I immediately take up new IT skills and new IT tools to attempt to trace the criminal using computers. I think I'm rather lucky as a computer engineer. I four victims, I am also the one to trace down the criminal, so I don't feel too ashamed for falling victim, actually.
Is it possible to ever retrieve that sort of money?
It is a complex question. I will list a little bit of analysis in my book.
Read the book to find out.
Yeah, read the book to find out. But in general, don't be too positive, because in general, people have been telling you it should be a zero recovery, but you may have indirect methods to recover a small amount.
So you've written a book, I'm a Romance Scam IT Detective. What's the book about?
It is about my experience as a financial IT consultant. I find myself victimized, and then I immediately took up a new IT system to trace the criminal, and it also talked about a lot about legal matter that I will encounter when I use my IT tools, and also a legal matter that I will encounter when I attempt to recover my money. And I find that especially interesting is that in this romance scam story, I have never fallen in love, but I still lost 70% of money. I think it is quite a new idea from other existing romance scam book. And it talked a lot of different topics like talk about the hackers, what are the hackers doing, what are the police doing, and different legal matters, legal action, and what can happen if you attempt to recover your money. It is very difficult to recover money, but what you can do. For example, I think one easiest thing is go to ATO. Sorry, this year I have a loss, I don't need to pay any tax. It will be most direct, I believe.
So you're reporting to the Australian Tax Office. What are you saying to them?
Because if you have reported your crime to the police, then they will give you an event number. Then originally, say if you originally need to pay $20,000 tax for this year, then now you have lost so much money, then you probably do not need to pay a lot of tax.
Ah, that makes sense. So getting scammed means you lose most of your money, but the upside is you pay less tax.
Upside, I won't say so, because that is not possible for you to recover all of the money from the tax. And especially, remember, many victims are quite old. They are losing their life saving like 200,000, a million, something like that. You don't need to pay 2,000 tax for 1 year, right? And they may not be working. If they're not working, they don't need to pay tax, then there is no upside.
I was joking. This is an international problem, and of course scammers can be anywhere in the world, and you're about to have an international release of your book.
In terms of internationally, I think it is attacking many countries like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, United Kingdom, Hong Kong. Those are more well-known victim countries. But doing such a big launch, because I believe my book is very informative, it does not only talk about romance scam, and it does not only talk about internet. Now, we talk about a lot of different things. We talk about banking regulation. I used to be a contractor in Bank of America Merrill Lynch for a few years, so I know something about the banking regulation. We talk about legal matters, as I mentioned. Talk about money recovery analysis. We also talk about hackers. What the hell are these people doing? We talk a lot about sociology, like religious, psychology, international relation. We even talk about true love. Normally, you don't talk about true love in a romance scam book. And we also talk about real life romance scam. We talk about marriage fraud. I believe there is no similar book in the world. Usually, romance scam books are pretty sad. But I feel that my book is serious for the whole book, but it is also slightly laughable.
And you designed the front cover of the book yourself. Can you go through what the front cover is about?
There is a computer, there is a mobile phone. So we are trying to express that the IT consultant, or we call ourselves IT detective, whatever, we can actually know a lot about the criminal solely through the computer, solely through the phone. And we can actually, as you can see, there is a USB bomb, right? Going to burn the hand of the criminal. We are trying to express that actually a computer and mobile phone alone is sufficient to give a lot of trouble to the criminal. So in one of my chapters, it's called How to Scam a Scammer. So we will talk about how to manipulate the weaknesses of the scammer to give them a lot of trouble.
And you have an anti-romance scam company, Alpaca Consulting IT. What is your mission?
I hope to tear down the crime efficiently. So hopefully, I don't need to spend a lot of effort. I hope that I can only start up the company, like give information to the public about the crime so that they can prevent it themselves. Like, for example, my book. I hope that my book will be good enough for government, organizations, and individuals to understand the problem and the solution. More important is the solution of a romance scam, and help government organization to prevent it. And of course, I also hope that it will be a very entertaining novel for your leisure time. And other than that, as you can see in my company, we have some IT services with a small admin charge. Now, it is mainly to help the public. I hope that in the very best case, I hope that the public can identify romance scam by reading my website and by reading my book. But if they really need to get more IT services to find out whether it is a romance scam or not, I would rather I go to help you than to let you fall victim.
So what were the fun things about writing the book?
it is actually quite easy to write this book because all are real, right? Now, normally when you hear the people, a normal writer, they write a book, they spend half year, 1 year, something like that. But my book only spent me two months. But important is how to select the topic. Like, I must be careful. I should not be detailed enough, or should avoid some of the topic to avoid helping the criminal to enhance their skill. But I should be informative enough for the general public or organization or even governments to understand the problem. And it's worth to mention, some of the conversation are also real, so that's why I don't need to use my brain. What someone had talked about, I remember conversation very well. I remember who had talked what. Yeah, so I just used some of the exact conversation, exact emotion. But the people, all of the people are using fake name, including myself. You know, Selena Cole is a fake name, right? So the location are fake. Well, when you open the book, you need to guess some which location is real, which location are fake. But it is assumed that when you read the book, please assume all the location, all the names are fake. And other fun thing is a legal matter that I encounter, like copyright, because obviously the criminal don't have the copyright of the picture, but they use it to scam me. I must show the public why he is able to scam me, but without showing the picture, it will be difficult. So I need to, so eventually I hire lawyers to look into the copyright matter. And also, other than copyright, I also need to be very careful, try not to offend anybody, because in this book, we are having about 50 parties, organization, or people involved. My principle, I don't think I'm trying to blame anyone at all. Even my enemy in this book, I'm not trying to blame them. I just try to resolve the problem, hope to build a better world. But I can also imagine, inevitably, it will offend some people. This book will offend some people, unfortunately. And I think one of the chapters, like chapter 2, is very painful for me to write. It is very sad. And whole book, I write it for the public. Chapter 2, I write it for my friend and for myself. And some people feel that I have a conflict of interest in the topic. But I thought, if I can help the other people, why can I not help my friend? Why can I not help myself? So I think I trying to write what I believe to be true, what I believe to be correct. If we use a real IT data that we capture about the criminal, we explain real IT tools, real IT aspect, we have the analysis graphs to explain it. We also have advanced scammers tricks about why they can convince a computer engineer to send so much money out, like their fake passport, fake banking document, etc. And it is factual, but it is also for fun. Unlike many romance scam books that is too sad, I think my book is a little bit fun. The people who seem to be good turn out to be bad. People who seem to be bad turn out to be good. People who seem to be idiot turn out to be very smart. And the people who seem to be very smart turn out to be idiots. And also, the things that seem to be very real turn out to be fake. Things that are uncertain turn out to be very solid. I hope it won't scare you away. It is worth to emphasize all these are real. And my book have a lot of psychology. It talks about victim psychology. As I say, why care for people? We have been thinking, why will the people send out the money to someone never met? They must be stupid. But it turned out to find that actually many victims are quite careful. We will give some example. I'm not the only person I believe to be careful. There are professors falling victim. There are entrepreneurs falling victim. And we also talk about the weaknesses and stupidity of criminals. You have been thinking that they are able to steal your life saving. You believe they are very clever, right? It is not true. We will reveal how stupid and how idiots they are. And finally, it also talks about, as an IT consultant or IT detective, whatever you say, how to resolve a problem, such a complex problem, very urgently in only a few days or 1 or 2 months. And it also talks about a lot of different topics. So each chapter is full of fun.
And where can people find your book?
At the moment, we are still finalizing where you can buy it, but supposedly you should be able to find it in the major bookstore once it is launched, and it will go to many online websites, Amazon, whatever, big bookstore, etc. But to get our latest information where to buy my book, go to my company website. We will put the latest announcement there once it is launched.
Selena Koh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.
That was romance scam detective Selena Koh. You can find out more about her book at onlinedatingidentitycheck.com.au. And that's all from us this week on Diffusion. Are you a scientist, artist, biohacker or maker who'd like to be interviewed about your work? Would your company like to sponsor Diffusion? Send your contributions, opinions, helpful suggestions and donations to science@diffusionradio.com. That's science@diffusionradio.com. Please like the Diffusion Science Radio page on Facebook and rate us on iTunes. Tell your friends. Follow me on Twitter at Ian Wolfe. The news music was Rhinos Theme by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. I produce Diffusion, which is broadcast around Australia to 28 stations on the Community Radio Network, including 2RBM in the Blue Mountains of New South Wales, 8CCC in Alice Springs and Tennant Creek, 2MVR in Nambucca Valley, 3MBR in the Mallee Border districts of Victoria and South Australia, City Park Radio 7LTN in Launceston, Tasmania, 2XXFM in Canberra, and my local station, 2RDJ in Burwood, New South Wales. Diffusion is syndicated globally on the National Science Foundation's Science 360 internet radio station and also on astronomy.fm. Subscribe to the podcast on the Diffusion website, www.diffusionradio.com. That's www.diffusionradio.com, and check the website for links, photos and videos about this week's show. If you enjoyed this show, you can explore more than 950 previous episodes archived on diffusionradio.com, where the shows are labelled by keywords so you can focus in on the stories you want to hear. Join my patrons at patreon.com/diffusionradio. Make a donation through paypal.me/IanWolfe. Subscribe to the Diffusion YouTube channel at youtube.com/c/diffusionradio. I'm Ian Wolfe. Join us inside your audio device of choice for more science wondering next week on Diffusion Science Radio.
Science is fun. It helps you to learn, to know, and to appreciate. When you study science, you may go on field trips. You discover the marvelous interrelationships between all living things. You learn to read the history of the Earth as it is written in rocks and fossils. You find out what makes things tick. Everything from a molecule to a living organism. In the study of science is found the most useful and satisfying knowledge of man. Knowledge of his physical world, its past, its present, and its future. And in your moments of relaxation, now and in the years to come, you will find the study of science leading you into fascinating pursuits. Photography. Collecting. Why study science? Study science because you will find in the study of science a richer, more rewarding life.